live here on the Chris Fade Show. Good morning, Pretty. Good morning, Rossi. We've all come back to see each other today.
Yes.
We haven't seen each other for a good week. Pretty off to Turkey. We're going to hear about your awkward story out of Turkey. I want to hear this. I want to hear this. Rossi says he has not much to say about his holiday.
I just went home, saw the family. It was good.
That's nice.
Hung out, which is beautiful. I was in New York. I went and watched a fight, boxing fight.
Yes.
I saw Anthony Joshua lose, which was... I can't believe that he lost. We were...
What a fight to go to. What a massive upset that
was. Mate, 80% of that crowd were English. They were from the UK. They were singing that... What's those... Sweet Caroline.
Times never seem so...
Is that a British thing?
No, it's Neil Diamond, right?
So no, but don't you guys sing that?
Yeah.
I've totally heard that at Barasti when the Football World Cup was on.
Yeah.
So saw Anthony Joshua lose against the amazing Mexican.
Ruiz, right?
Yeah, and it was funny because I was there with some friends who were all Anthony Joshua's mates.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, they knew him personally.
Oh.
So we're at the fight and Brianna, my fiance, who's Mexican.
She's rooting for
She's
him.
Cheering when the Mexican's winning and I go to her, hey, they've invited us. Settle down. So she's like, yes, it was funny. Apart from being at the boxing fight, obviously, as we mentioned earlier on, had the chance to go on Ryan Seacrest's radio show. This show goes across the entire world, as it does here at Virgin Radio.
Of course, yeah.
Which is pretty cool. He asked me about the proposal.
Now, you said to us that you had a different proposal in mind, not the Will Smith one, initially.
Before Will Smith was even in the picture to do the proposal, I actually wanted to use Ryan Seacrest to propose.
Did you tell him that?
I mentioned it to him in this. Have a listen, because he asked me all about the proposal. Here I am with Ryan Seacrest.
Chris Fade, he does mornings on Virgin Radio, and he just got engaged. So congratulations. His fiance is here. She's taking pictures of us without permission right now.
Put it down.
It's findable. And Will Smith helped out. Tell Sissany and Tanya what he did.
So... the big Aladdin preview was going on in Jordan is where they filmed it, right?
Uh-huh.
So I had the guys from Disney contact me like, yo, do you want to fly out and do a couple of interviews with the cast of Aladdin? Will's going to be there. I said 100%. Now, they said at this stage, like, Will's all down for everything, but at the same time, he's Will Smith. He'll do a limited amount of interviews. Do you want to do anything special? I've interviewed Will a couple of times and the kids, so I was planning... And this is no word of a lie. We've got a mutual friend, Dennis Ryan.
Yes, we do.
And
I
wanted to possibly propose with you around, to tell you the
with
truth.
With me there.
I wanted you around. I'm a radio guy. I thought, let's do it on the radio. I can't do it on my own radio show. I thought we had done that before.
Right.
And Dennis said, let me work on it. And within about 3 days of that, Will's team, I sent it to Will with the same idea. And Will's team came back and said, hey, we're down for it. Let's do it. Let's help out. We would love to be part of it. Will wants to have a say, though, how you do this.
Amazing.
So at that point, I thought to myself, you know, we're going to be in Jordan. Really wanted to surprise Brianna, my fiance. So we flew out to Jordan. There was about 26 people involved. She had no idea.
Wow.
I had this ring in my pocket. I did interviews with the cast of Aladdin. And then finally, it was Will Smith. Him and I did a quick little interview. This whole time, Brianna, my fiance, is on the roof in this beautiful place in Jordan with, like, it's called Citadel. It's like this ancient sort of city behind us.
Yeah.
I told B, my girl, I'm like, yo, I got you a private one-on-one photo with Will Smith. So he's going to come up and take a photo with you. And she's like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. What should I wear? And so, like, a couple of days prior, I'm making sure that she's getting her nails done.
Yeah,
I know that she
right.
needs all that, right?
Important.
Yeah. So she's, and then, like, she's up now on the roof. Will and I do this interview, and I say to Will, and I'm like, man, I'm not listening to a word you're saying, man. Like, and he goes, Chris, I totally understand what's going on. So he came up with the idea, which was super cool. He said, let me pretend to take the selfie with Brianna. All right, I'm going to lift the phone up, and as I'm lifting, I'll take one photo. On the second photo, you go behind and get on your knee. She'll see the reflection in the selfie of you on the knee.
It's so good. It's so good.
And it worked.
It worked, and I have never been so nervous in my life. I think Will was nervous. And the reaction from my beautiful fiance—priceless. It was pretty real.
See, you hear stories like that, and you think, "Gosh, how will I ever live up to this?" You know, and that's a brilliant way to do it.
So cool, huh?
So cool.
So cool. Loved being able to share that story, not only with us here in the UAE, but obviously with Ryan Seacrest and his show.
That's amazing. I mean, I've been watching your follower count on Instagram. You've gone up 5,000.
Yeah, Rossi hates it. If I get any publicity outside of this country, he hates it.
Well, at least you told Ryan Seacrest about me, which is great.
Big Rossi, mate.
There we go. Well done.
Would be nothing without you, buddy.
Thank you, mate. Why is it all...